It's hard to see yourself represented on the silver screen. In a world with less available roles to us, this industry can be so mean. So we're gonna make some changes in this town. Turn the male-driven media upside down. There's nothing that a woman can't do, so act like a girl, we're here to support you.
Welcome back to the Act Like a Girl podcast, everyone. As we are rounding out Women's Month, we're bringing you interviews from the Women's March in D.C. Today, we have the interviews from the day of the march. We hope you guys enjoy them.
I'm Christina Rivera. I'm from Rochester, Minnesota. And the reason that I'm marching is because it's my chance to show what I believe in. I think it's making history. And I'm just excited, too, to be surrounded by a lot of like-minded women and standing up for women's rights.
I'm Samantha Russell, currently living in Minneapolis, originally from Michigan, and 32 years old. And I am marching because we got so close to near equality, and now it seems like we're backsliding into the dark ages again, and not all right with that.
Hi, I'm Pooja Pereira. I'm from Atlanta, and I'm 36 years old. The reason why I'm marching is because I'm over being a spectator, and I'm absolutely ready to take a stand and show my discontent for this election.
Hi, I'm Neha. I'm from Atlanta. I'm 30 years old, and the reason I'm marching is because I don't want to stand by and condone this election and say that it's okay to have someone like Trump as president when I don't believe in anything he stands for.
My name is Krupa Patel. I'm 30. I'm from Atlanta, and I'm marching because when we look back at this election, years down the road, I want to say that I was on the right side of history.
Hi, my name is Roma Rishi. I am 36 years old from Atlanta now. I just moved there 3 months ago from Chicago. I'm marching because I woke up after this election and realized that going out and voting is not enough, and I have to become active and show my discontent for the policies of this new administration and actually take action.
I'm Margie. I'm 57 years old from Atlanta. And I'm marching because I was appalled at the lack of dignity in this country right now. So I'm marching to stand for dignity and to stand for hope for everybody that's so terrified of this administration. Because I have a lot of hope, not immediately, but in the long term. People are good and we want what's good for this country. So I'm bringing hope.
My name is Darren. I'm 43. I'm from Atlanta. And the reason why I'm marching is because I want to give a message to Trump. Basically, the message is no, we're not going to allow you to do the things you say you're going to do. And also to inspire hope for people who might not know what to do, who might be sitting at home feeling hopeless or despair. This is to let them know, hey, you can take action, you can get out there, you can be in the streets, you can do things that will make you feel better about getting out there and doing something. And also, as a man, I'm here to support my wife and for all the women in my life that I love and I support.
My name is Morgan. I'm 28. I'm a social worker in Athens, Georgia. And I'm marching because this new administration really scares me as far as my future job. And I'm really dedicated to mental health. And under the Obama administration, lots of things were passed under to assist mental health, give grants, federal grants, and state grants in Georgia. And so I'm just kind of concerned about those going away. So that's why I'm marching.
I'm Stephanie Lorino. I'm 24 years... Wow, did I just say I'm 24? Yeah, no. I am 34 years old. Let's keep it real here. I'm not trying to, like, church it up, okay? So I march because I'm a survivor of... drug addiction, and I'm also a survivor of multiple sexual abuse attacks, and I march because I am against the normalization of sexual assault, sexual abuse towards women, towards men, towards transgenders, towards anybody who needs a voice. I do a lot of work with women in recovery from drugs and alcohol. And I fear that a lot of the funding is going to be taken away, that people aren't going to get the help that they need. Right now, so many people qualify for benefits that they're able to get their treatment-free or at a lower cost. There are also alternative treatments that are being made available right now, especially for opioid addiction. And I'm so afraid that that could go away and that people won't have that kind of access anymore. So that's why I march.
Hello, my name's Brian. I'm 36 years old. I'm marching for, you know, the rights of women and, you know, humans in general to stand up to this, what I call, fascist regime. I think showing them that there are many people that are against this idea of normalization of sexual assault, you know, bigotry, racism, you know, we need to stand up to that, and I'm 100% for it.
So I'm Jessica, I'm 38, and I'm from Augusta, Georgia. I was born and raised in Augusta, but I do not identify as Southern. And the reason I don't identify as Southern is because I'm my mother's woman. My mother is a 5'2", 73-year-old German immigrant who thinks that waiting until you get married to have sex is a national travesty. And when that is a person who's raising you in Augusta, Georgia, you don't really fit in at all. And the messages that you're getting from your teachers and your educators and your friends and your leaders who aren't your parents are just at total odds with everything that you're hearing in your home. I'm glad that I listened to my mother. I'm lucky that I have her in the environment that I live in. And I'm marching for her. That's why I'm marching.
Hi, my name is Remy. I'm from D.C. Mary, I'm 21. And I'm marching just for women everywhere, people everywhere, just because we want to make fascists scared again. I saw that hat earlier, and I think that was pretty. That was a pretty good one.
Okay, my name's Haroon Davood. I'm 26 years old. I'm originally from Pennsylvania, but I live in D.C. I'm marching because women have been like oppressed for a really long time, like in so many ways, and I think that. Especially with this election, I wish this, I mean, this should happen, like, every weekend. Like, I think it's really, I mean, as a man, it's really, I have a girlfriend, and I love her very much, but I have a mom, too. Everyone, women's issues are my issues, too, so, like, that's why I'm marching.
What's your name?
Dottie.
Where are you from?
Ohio.
How old are you?
7.
And why are you marching?
Because my mom wants me to.
Hi, I'm Susie, and I'm from state of Georgia, and I'm marching because I have a daughter, and I don't want her to lose the rights that we have gained, and because I do not support Trump at all. But might not be what you want to hear.
No, that's great.
My name's Nancy, and I'm from Tennessee, and I'm marching for all of the rights that we've worked so hard for in the last 40 years. I don't want to see them disappear.
Hi, I'm Rasha Basha. I'm from Michigan, originally from Syria. I'm marching for human rights. I'm marching for women rights. I'm marching for Muslim rights. Every right exists.
I'm Dana Basha. I'm 22, and I'm also from Michigan. I'm marching for the million other Muslim sisters just like me who are covered and who are painted with a singular brushstroke and kind of affected involuntarily by the different campaign rhetoric that's happening. So.
Women's rights!
Okay, my name is Ibrahim Zafar. I am a DC local. I live here for the past 3 years. I am 24 years old, and I am here today because I believe that women deserve equal rights to anybody else. I am a minority myself, and I believe that everybody deserves rights. So I know how it feels to be put on the bottom of the spectrum, and I don't want women to feel the same way. So that's why I'm here, supporting all the women here from all the different nationalities and beliefs and ways of life.
Hi, my name is Ashley. I'm from Baltimore, Maryland. I am 28. I am here to support women's rights. I'm here to see everyone just come together. This is like my first major protest. I'm a photographer also, so being able to capture some candid shots of, you know, the protesters and supporters, allies, you know, it's kind of awesome. So
my name's Rhonda. I'm 31 from the Washington, D.C. area, and I'm here because women's rights is everyone's rights.
My name is Janice Williams. I'm from Ohio.
I am here because I believe in women's rights of equal pay and the right to reproduce. Yeah. I feel women should have a choice. That's why I'm here in support. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Adele Kelly, and I'm from South Carolina. And I'm marching because I thought all these issues were solved decades ago, and it's rearing its ugly head again. And you just can't be passive. So that's why I'm here.
Jerry Heil Brown. I'm from Bluffton, South Carolina, and I'm here to protest just the same way as I did 50 years ago, except I didn't think I'd be doing it again, but here I am.
Okay, my name's Michelle, and I'm from Asheville, North Carolina, and I'm 26, and I'm marching for women's rights.
I'm Kate. I'm 31. I'm from Baltimore. I am also marching for reproductive rights, women's rights, the rights of people of color, LGBTQIA, everyone who is not represented.
My name's Rachel. I'm from Atlanta, Georgia, and I'm marching to sit in solidarity with everyone who's willing to show up on the streets for racial justice, women's rights, and immigrant safety.
Okay, my name is Megan Delmonico. I'm 43 years old. I'm from Millburn, New Jersey, and I'm marching for my son Julius so that I can show him that this country is made up of people that believe in kindness over fear, and that a president is not necessarily the representation of everyone, right? So I want to make sure that he grows up in a place where he knows his voice matters.
Hello, my name is Isabel Nieves, and I'm 17 years old. And I'm marching because I'm trying to, like, basically fight for my rights and what I think is right. 18 years old, and I'm marching because I believe this is right, and I'm from Florida. Oh.
Great. Thank you.
I just wanted a picture and a little video.
My name is Rosie. I'm from Atlanta, Georgia, and I'm 13, and I'm marching for everybody to have equal rights.
Great.
Hi, I'm Pat Fasick. I'm from now Maryland. Severna Park, originally from Ohio, and I'm marching actually for my daughters, Lucy and Madeline. They're 12 and 15, and just so that they know that women have as many rights as anyone else, and that they need to know that. That's mainly why I'm marching. Yeah. I'm also marching for health care. I'm an occupational therapist, and I don't think health care should be taken away from anyone. So, thanks.
My name is Lucy Fasick, and I'm 12 years old. I'm from Severna Park, Maryland, and I'm marching because I was offended on the things that Trump said about women.
I'm Lauren Carlson. I'm 15. I'm from Severna Park, Maryland, and I'm marching for, I guess, equality for everybody, and I guess I don't really tolerate having a president who is a fearmonger and makes people, you know, afraid to leave their houses because of their supporters, and appoints just, you know, anti-Semites and people that don't know what they're doing. So I'm protesting that.
Okay, I'm Jennifer Haber, and I'm 47, and I'm from Severna Park, and I'm her mother, and I'm here for a multitude of reasons, I guess humanity and the future of our environment, and really I wanted to bring my daughter here because after all of the horrible anti-woman sentiment, not to mention the anti-everything sentiment, I wanted her to feel empowered and surrounded by other people who feel similarly and want progress in the world and for all people.
My name is Toni Seeley. I'm from Cleveland, Ohio. My age, 58.
You look great.
Thank you, thank you. And I'm marching just so they know that we still care and that he is not going to win this. That we have to all band together in order to make change. So if we stick together, we can make some changes happen.
I'm Dahlia. I'm 18. I'm from Cheltenham, Pennsylvania. And I'm marching because I'm young and I want to grow up and eventually have a family in a country that I'm proud to live in.
My name is Patty. I'm 52. I'm from outside of Philadelphia. And I am marching because I don't want to live in a fascist totalitarian society. I value liberal democracy, and I want it for my children and progeny, and I'm going to stand up and fight for it.
So my name is Frank. I'm 24. I'm from Colchester, Connecticut, and I'm marching for myself as a gay man, but also for my mother and my grandmother and everyone that I work with who is a woman.
Lisa Lowenstein, 51. I've lived all over the world. I'm in Rhode Island right now, and I'm marching because I can't watch my country go back to 1930s Germany. I can't allow someone who I don't think is a man but is a monster to dictate the way my friends and my family and my countrymen are treated. And I think that complacency is a box, a white box of a luxury good that I had in my pantry, and I went in there and I looked at it, I turned it over, and it expired on November 8th, 2016. And I am not going to put up with it.
All right. My name is Minush Kandel. I am 51 years old. I'm from San Francisco, and I'm marching because I want to make sure we don't turn back women's rights.
My name's Tony. I'm 51. I'm from San Francisco, and I'm marching so that my child knows that it's important to be an activist and to stand up for what's right.
I'm Susan. I'm from Los Angeles. And the march is exciting and thrilling, and there's, you know, many more people, obviously, than anyone expected would be here, which is great. And there is a serious shortage of porta-potties. And that's my only complaint.
I'm Susan. I'm from Seattle. Why I march is because this whole election season has... There's been so many things that have been anti-woman, anti-immigrant, the xenophobia, misogyny, sexism, all of it has been a real eye-opener. And I wanted to be here with so many other women and men who were here to show our support for our equal rights.
Okay, so my name's Hanako Agresta. I'm 18 years old, and I'm from Burlington, Connecticut. So I got separated from, I just got reunited actually with my family and friends because I was coming down to march. I spent the night with my friend who goes to American University, and then I was supposed to meet them at the Planned Parenthood tent. So as I was coming, I got off at a different metro stop than my friends, and then I was trying to make my way to the Planned Parenthood tent. Never actually found it. No one seemed to know where it was. So I ended up just saying, like, I'm getting too stressed about trying to find them, and I'm not here and, like, enjoying the moment and being here for the reasons that I'm here for, which is to support the feminist movement, to support marginalized groups, and to be there as someone who supports, like, all intersectional groups. So, and so I decided to just get as close as I could, and I climbed a tree so that I could see better because I'm super short, so I can't see anything. And then I spent the next hour and a half just sitting in the tree until I got a text telling me exactly where they were. So I went to go exactly where they were, and then I could see exactly like the spot where they said they were, and I couldn't actually get to it because there are so many people that it was just impossible to get through it. So I ended up just coming here. Couldn't send text because there was no service at all. My phone died, so I found an outlet and then I waited. Now I'm at this moment.
What are you going to do after the march to continue your fight?
After the march, I actually go to the University of Connecticut, so I'm looking into different organizations there. And then if not, I'd love to start an organization. Actually, is what I was thinking as I was listening to all the speakers present. And definitely calling my representatives.
Hi, my name's Anita Singh. I am 32 years old. I'm a D.C. native, but I currently live in Lansing, Michigan, so I flew in this morning to go to the march. You know, I work with underserved populations. I work with the HIV-positive community, and so for me it was just really important to just show that it doesn't matter where we're living. Like, we do this stuff because we're passionate about it, and I think it's just so important to just be sisters in this and just come from wherever and just support, whether, you know, you're like, whether you can march, whether you're just hanging out somewhere. It's just, and it's been so nice today to just see the love and just the kindness that of all these people. So it's just been a really great day.
Hi, my name is Jyoti Singh. I'm 37 years old. I live in San Francisco. I also flew here this morning. And I work with youth. I'm a dance teacher in an art school in San Francisco, a public school.
And I'm here for them. I'm here for my 2.5-year-old daughter, who we really thought that she was going to get to see our first woman president be inaugurated yesterday. And so I really wanted to be here to show my students, to show my daughter that we have to fight for what we believe in. We have to stay together. We're stronger together. We have to continue the work that we've been doing. And also, my mom is here, and my dad is here, and my sister is here. And this is like a cousin that I haven't seen since 1999. So if nothing, you know, good comes out of this shitty new president we have, it's brought us together with like a renewed sense of, you know, justice. And we come from immigrant families, and this is where we were born, and this is where we've lived our lives, and you know, it's ours, and we're here to just imagine the world for the next generation and give them what they need to make it what they want it to be.
My name is Jose. I'm 28. I was on a bus for 17 hours plus to get here from Lawrence, Kansas. Why am I here? Because it matters that, you know, that we're out here. And what am I going to do afterward? Just keep informing people. I think to be an activist, you have to start with your family. So I think you have to start calling your family out first when they say things that are not progressive or so.
My name is Adrienne Merrill. I'm 26. I came from New York, where I live now, but I'm originally from Michigan. I'm marching with my mom today. I came to the march because I want to see that other people don't accept this too. I was really upset, and I felt really alone, even though I live in New York City and I know a lot of people that were really upset. But it was just something that, you know, you go to work and you can't talk about it, because you're not supposed to talk about it there. And like, I wanted to find a space where there were people that I could talk to about it, and everyone was feeling what I was feeling, just so that I knew that like I wasn't alone. And I was really scared when Donald Trump won, because I didn't even realize that the world, or that, you know, this country wanted a leader like that, and like thought that that would, I never thought it was possible. So when it happened, I just was heartbroken, and coming here has helped me like see that this is not what everyone wants. And it's been so inspiring and so uplifting, and like given me a lot of hope that the next 4 years won't be the shit show that I'm expecting.
My name is Amy. I came from Michigan on a bus with 110 women from West Michigan. I am here because I am afraid of the future of this country if we don't stand up now. This toxic male misogyny that we are seeing in our elected leaders is appalling, and it is not acceptable. And I am fear for my daughters, and I fear for my future granddaughters living in a world if we don't put a stop to this. What I will do in the future is I will do my best to reach women, let them know that we do have their back, men too. This is not acceptable. We will try to get out the vote, and we won't let Michigan go red ever again.
I'm Will Tucker. I'm from Manchester, Vermont, age 19. I came down with my two friends here from college. We heard from my mom that a lot of people were going down from my town, so we thought we should just check it out. We necessarily didn't, like, you know, prepare, like, come, like, with an idea of what we wanted to do or say. We just wanted to kind of catch the vibe and understand what's going on. On my school, we have a bunch of little groups, women's rights, blacks' rights, all that. So I don't know, I'm probably going to get involved, because I thought it was just me, and now it's seeing all these people, it's just amazing to see that it's bigger than that, you know? So,
great.
I'm going to get involved.
Okay, my name is Mike Donahue. I'm 83 years young, and I'm here to support my three daughters, my seven granddaughters, my daughter-in-law, and my transgender grandchild. And I just want to show my support for them and tell the man in the White House he has to respect women and respect them, and don't give them a number. That's not the way to respect women, you know. And I think we just have to keep fighting. You know, I'm 83 years young, as I said. I've been involved in politics for a long time. You don't give up. You never give up. So that's I'm just pleased to be here. It's one of the best experiences I've had, particularly I'm sharing with my daughters and granddaughters.
My name is Nora. I'm from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I'm marching because, well, it's not really a march, just like this walk thing all over the city. And I'm doing it because my mom really wanted to, she was really mad when the election happened, and she had needed to get something to get it off her mind, so she just like got tickets to come, and we like, well, and then we like drove, and we're here.
Why do you have a pad on your head?
'Cause my sister said that it would be really cool, and I just agreed. I don't really know why. I didn't ask.
I'm Emma Steckline. I'm 14 years old. I'm from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And I'm marching because I believe that after this election, I think it's like it shows that we all need to like come together. And it's not just kind of an easy thing to have like liberty for everyone. And like I just think it was really amazing how many people are here. Because it just shows that, like, I mean, the election results showed that the majority of Americans wanted not a hateful country, but just, like, the amount of people that are here today is, like, amazing, and it really feels like we're doing something to make our country a better place and a more loving place for everybody, no matter what, you know, race, creed, sexuality, gender they are.
And why do you have a pad on your head?
So I had the idea because I know that, like, things like Rogaine and, Viagra are like they're not taxed, and like condoms aren't taxed, but pads and tampons are taxed, which is pretty unfair because nobody can really choose to have a period, and it shouldn't be taxed to have you like to have like the health of it.
Thanks for tuning into the Act Like a Girl podcast, everyone. It's been Susie Dunn. And as always, please check us out on Facebook @ActLikeAGirlTV, on Instagram @ActLikeAGirlTV, on Twitter @ActLikeAGirlTV. Check out our website, actlikeagirl.tv. There's a Get Involved page on the right-hand corner. You can email us directly from there. We'll see you guys tomorrow.